This is Morning Edition from NPR and WBHM. Good morning. I'm Michael Crowell. As links between head impacts and neurological problems become clearer, parents of young athletes are increasingly worried about concussions. Many are turning to an alternative to youth tackle football. Flag football is more and more popular, even as participation in other sports declines. WBHM's Dan Carson has more.
People in Hoover love football. Hoover High School's program was made famous a decade ago on the MTV show Two-A-Days. It was an intense show about an intense sport.
Tackle! Can you tackle?
But given recent research linking head trauma to brain diseases and behavior problems, even here in Hoover, some parents are having second thoughts.
You just look at the risk and the reward. Concussions are at an all-time high.
Mike McClure is a church pastor who coaches his 8-year-old son's flag football team. In flag football, players stop opponents by yanking flags off their waists instead of tackling them. McClure sees benefits.
I don't think their necks are ready for all that contact. And we saw a little kid leg get broke last week, you know, and that's in the fifth grade.
So in
tackle football. So to see that, it's like, and of course they can probably hurt something out here, but I think it's just a little safer.
His son Mason agrees.
I want to play tackle when I get older, but not right now.
And why not right now?
Because I don't think I'm ready.
The NFL is promoting flag football as another way to develop athletes. Former star players, including Terrell Owens and Michael Vick, are starting a professional flag football league next year. And according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association, over the past 3 years, fewer kids are playing basketball, soccer, baseball, and tackle football. But flag football participation has increased. Here in Hoover, the youth rec program has been growing by roughly 10 teams a year. There are now about 600 kids, and girls are playing. But there are old school tackle devotees at the flag football games, too. Danny and Elizabeth Bischoff just watched their 8-year-old son Walker play.
I'm really just here so he can learn how to play football. I would eventually like for him to move on to tackle. Yeah. But for now, flag's good.
Why do you want him to play tackle?
I love the sport, love the contact.
Walker's mom, though, sees things differently.
I would like to see just the running and playing, pulling flags and not tackle, even ever. When you hear stories, I mean, any injury with your kid that could change his life doesn't sit well.
Any sport where kids are running hard has its risks, but more young players in Hoover and across the country are racing around on open fields, free from heavy hits or helmets. And learning the game without getting a concussion seems a little easier now. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can learn more about flag football or recent concussion research at our website, wbhm.org.